Michael Tower, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invite and for you doing these presentations.
All right. So for those who might not already know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Sackville and lived in Dorchester for 7 years as I started raising my family and moved back to Sackville. But I've worked at the liquor store for 47 years, 7 years as a manager. And I have a love for this area that means a lot and keeps me wanting to move forward.
All right. What factored into your decision? I mean, you have experience on town council, we should say. How long have you served on
This right now is my fourth term, so okay. 14, 15 years.
Okay. So what factored into your decision to offer again for the new town of Tantramar?
Well, reform is one of the big reasons. I think I've done a pretty good job for Sackville. I've given my best working for them, and I want to help move forward with the new council. I think I can offer many things, suggestions that will help Tantramar grow. And I think that's going to be an important part. And by working collaboratively with these people, whoever they may be, I think we can make good gains, although it'll take a while. But I wanted to continue to give to the town as best I could, if they wished.
Okay. Do you have issues that you are hoping to highlight in your campaign or once you're elected, if you are elected again, that you'd like to bring forward?
Well, reform is one of the issues I'm talking about as I go door to door. And a lot of people really wanted more information, so I've been trying to make sure I stay focused on that for them. Health is still an issue here. I think we're doing a great job and we have a positive future coming our way. And transparency is definitely an issue, which I think we have to improve upon. So, you know, and that's where I'm looking forward to.
Okay. I wanted to ask specifically about a sort of new issue in Sackville. At least, you know, this decade it's new. I'm sure it's been an issue in the past as well, but housing is especially tough right now. Do you think the municipality should be doing something to address the housing crisis? And if you do, then what sort of things could it be doing?
I think the town should definitely get involved. I've been, as a couple other councillors, were involved with an ad hoc committee that was discussing how we can work with affordable housing, what they see, what their issues are, what we need to try to focus on and help them get to it. With the federal and provincial government now with this new $1.6 million program they got going, it could be an avenue for us to tune into. It's not just going to be focused on Moncton because they're talking rural. Dominic LeBlanc's been talking rural for affordable housing because it is a big issue. I've talked to many people who are going through that problem. I've tried to help a couple, but there's limited areas you can go. But as a town, I think we have to look in the broader spectrum outside the box as in-kind services we could do to work collaboratively with a developer. If we say we put the water and sewer into a building, could they put so many of the apartments or rooms available for affordable housing? There's provincial land in town, one property we owned before, and we gave back to the province. I think we should try to get that back, and we could use that land. We're talking to a developer, say, if we give you the land, can you make sure it's affordable housing available? Those are some just the key ones. We can change some of the municipal plan to allow a different type of housing. When I was in Fredericton at UMMB, I spoke to the gentleman who was doing the tiny houses in Fredericton. And he has looked at Sackville and he's looked around at property that was available. And that's possibly another avenue. Do we change the municipal plan so that we allow that type of housing? But there's also a property, like even in Dorchester, they have land that's becoming available. Can we, you know, again, leverage that with a developer to put affordable housing on it?
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have to take the initiative and stay focused and work with whatever partner we can.
Right. So
that's the important part.
And you see, like, you know, real resources, like saying, putting something on the table, like providing, you know, water and sewer hookup, like that kind of thing, putting real resources for the, from the town on the table for that to try and help.
I think that's something we should be doing. I don't think we should turn our backs and say we can't do it. You know, I never like those who step up and say, no, that can't be done. Then I just say, you know, we'll step aside because these people coming want to do it. And I think the council has to decide that. It's something I think Tantamar can look at, and the new council hopefully will like some of those ideas and suggest, why not? You know, if we can convince a developer to work with us in those manners, then we should try to do it. And if there's an issue that says, well, legally you can't do it, then we can approach the government and say, can you change this to allow us to have it? If it's just a bylaw that says we can't, let's change the bylaw. Look at it at least. So,
mm-hmm. We've also heard from readers and listeners that transparency is a key issue. And of course, it gets, people mean different things by that, but generally sort of openness and transparency. What do you think this new town of Tantramar, this new municipality, should do differently, if anything, regarding openness and transparency? Or do you think that we're already on the right track? What are your thoughts there?
I think we have to make some changes. I think partly on the right track, but I believe because we work for the municipality, we should be making information available to the public as best we can. You know, the Local Government Act says, well, there's certain things we can't release, as in not until a land purchase has been finalized can we release the information. But when it comes to personnel and legal, we're restricted by what we can do. And I think we should still make every effort to let the people know as much as we can. A prime example of holding back information would have been the motion we made accepting Jimmy Burke's resignation and the appointment of Michael Beale. That should have been information that was put out rather quickly. But there didn't seem to be urgency in getting it to the website. And I think those are things we have to improve upon. I think we need to improve our communication, whether that means we choose one of our employees and saying, okay, you will be the communications officer. And when we do pass something, then we should have it put on our webpage within 24, 48 hours to let the people know. And for transparency, I think all our council meetings, special or not, should all be recorded audio and video-wise so that the people know. If it's an in-camera, of course, nothing will be seen during that time. But if something comes out of it that should be said, I think we should. So I think we get to make movement forward, and I'm hoping the new council will go in the same direction.
Okay. Well, let's talk a bit about amalgamation. I've been asking people for their best and their worst. So that's something you're excited about under this new amalgamated municipality that might be possible that wasn't before. And also something that you think is going to be a big challenge that might not have been a challenge before.
Well, I don't think too many people wanted the amalgamation. Dorchester was a thriving village that was really showing great life and promise. And when amalgamation happened, they took Taylor Village away from them. You know, one of the first steps they should never have done. And I think that that should be corrected somewhere down the line. But I think there's hope if we all pull together, if we acknowledge each area. My roots are from this area, Sackville, Dorchester, down Wood Point Way. So I know these areas. I know a lot of the people there. And there's a lot of hardworking citizens in all these areas. And I think one of the greatest things that can happen out of this is for our council to pull together and say, this is Tantamar we're working for. We're not working for any individual area, never mind the wards. We have to protect each area. And if every ward succeeds in this new Tantamar, then Tantamar will succeed. And I think that's what we have to do. Take full advantage of all the citizens that have been helping their communities and work those into the larger picture. You know, if something's in a citizen's mind, they should contact the elected people, either call them, email them, to voice their displeasure, voice their concern, their ideas. So many things happen because we have smart people in our area. Our history and our culture, heritage, it's all built into a beautiful sum here. If you look at the areas and say, wow, this could be a really nice package happening. And that gives me hope. You know, we are still the happy heart of the Maritimes. And I think that's going to play in our favor too. So with that in mind, and with the people pushing the new council, I think the new council can stay focused together on all areas. And that should be a promising future.
Okay. So that's the promise. What's going to be the challenge?
Well, the challenge is, to start off with, one of the challenges I find is the unknown. I'm not scared of the unknown because you can't let fear hold you back. But we have all these changes the government's making, and we have to come to terms with it and figure it out. And we have to establish a plan, establish the foundation so that the in 2.5-3 years, we've got Tantamar set up moving forward so that whoever's on the next council can take that and run farther with it. But the unknown part also is, what else are they going to change? We, you know, that's the unknown part. I think that's the worst part. I don't know what other ideas they have in their mind that they want to do to save money somewhere else. And we have to find a way to make it happen.
Okay.
So otherwise, I think positively to the whole thing. I think it's going to work.
Is there anything else you'd like people in Ward 3 to know?
Well, I want them to know that if I get elected by these people, that I'm working for Tantamar. I'm not working just for Sackville. Sackville's part of Tantamar, and I will work for everybody who wants to talk to me about something. I'm always available to be talked to. I've even gone to houses. They've called me and say, can you go over? I got some questions for you. I'll go there. If I don't have the answer, I get them. You know, I'll do my best. And I want them to know I'll continue to do that for them. But I'm going to be doing it with a focus on Tantamar. And that's the important part. I think anybody who's running for council better keep the same focus. Tantamar is going to make it happen. And maybe the last note is, when you get your ballot, start at the bottom and work your way up and start voting.
Because why do you say that, Michael?
Because tower's at the bottom. I want you to make sure you vote for me.
All right. Yeah. And people will have a chance for Ward 3. You choose four candidates that you're interested in seeing on that council. So,
yes.
All right. Great. Well, I appreciate you coming by. Thanks so much.
I thank you for the invite, and great community service you're doing here. I appreciate it.